So, why refresh?
Honestly, because I believe that's how they will feel at the end of the show. Refreshed. Good afternoon.
Tune in to Refresh Radio with Regina Johnson.
Who is Regina Johnson? Regina
Johnson. Author, pastor, motivational speaker, and life coach.
Regina is inspirational,
motivating others to live out their purpose.
Regina is passionate,
tenacious, and relentless about helping others fulfill their destiny. Her goal is to bring a refreshing to someone's life. Join us every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Dial in to share your heart with Regina at 657-383-0309. That's 657-383-0309. And remember that Regina says...
We all know you really haven't failed until you stop trying. I want to be to people what others have been to me. And so that's really the purpose of Refresh. It's the end of the day for people to feel refreshed.
So call in at 657-383-0309. That's 657-383-0309. You'll be blessed by her wisdom, strategies, and encouragement. That's Refresh Radio with Regina Johnson, a Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to Refresh. You're listening to Regina Johnson, your host. We are here at Panera Bread today on 242 in the Woodlands, Texas, and we'd like to welcome you to the show. Before we get started, I'd like to give a great shout out to my girl, Princess Cooper, and to all the hosts on Blog Talk Radio. We'd like to also welcome our special guest, Chantrell Washington. So today, the topic of our show will be moving forward. And I just said, you know, I want to go back up because I didn't actually say the letters. NHISG, Blog Talk Radio. We'd like to today discuss moving forward. I feel like that this is a very important time for us to recognize that there are many opportunities for us to grasp hold of to advance our lives, our community, our country, our families, but that we have to be willing to do that. Many times talk about change, we refuse to change. And so today we want to talk to you about moving forward. Chantrell, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Is this your first one? Is it your first one?
Second.
You were with the couples like about a year ago?
Well, yes. I was with the couples a year ago, and then I was here again, but I don't remember what the topic
was. But anyway, I want to welcome you. I just welcome you back. And so moving forward, when we're talking about moving forward, many of us, we have to recognize when we have time. One thing that I've recognized in discussing with people as I look at their lives and I can see that clearly they are in a place of growth or action, whether it is their business or if it's additionally, they need to, medically, I guess that's what I should say, that it's time for a change. One thing that I've noticed that is very difficult is for some, they don't recognize when it is a season of change. Just you looking at your own life, I know your life. From the moment that I have, you became a part of just a portion of a journey of my life, that you have really shifted multiple times, advancement on your work and marrying and a mother now with multiple children. And there are certain shifts that we can't control like age, but there are those that we can. And so I want you to talk about just you recognize, when did you recognize that it was just time for change?
I usually recognize that it's time for change when I start to feel it. Uncomfortable when things aren't going the way that I feel they should go when I try, because I'm a person that I love schedules and I love planning things out. And so I'll plan something out and it doesn't go the way it's supposed to go. And that's when I know that it's time for me to change. It's time for me to change something up. For instance, on my job, when I start to get irritated or when I start to come in and it's just not feeling the way it used to, I know it's time for me to switch something up. And usually when I switch something up, it flows a little better.
What about not just switching it up, but when you know it's time even for advancement? There are a lot of people that know that they deserve the promotion. They know that they have the information, you know, the knowledge to do the job. But fear comes in. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many people I know. They're so afraid of change because they are just afraid of failure in the midst of change. What would you suggest?
What I do is I like to talk to someone about it so they'll hold me accountable to it. So even
right.
though the fear is there, the failure is there, I have that person.
The fear of failure.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have that person that's holding accountable, like, hey, you said you wanted to do this. This is what you need to do, regardless of how you feel about it or what you think is going to happen. You have to do it.
Right.
And step out and just go.
I know sometimes when we see or we have a vision or a dream or, you know, and we're ready for to shift into it. If it's really big, I know with myself, I used to second guess myself. I would think, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just bored, or maybe, you know, it's not really meant for me to move out in this direction. But when I drag my feet, I notice that if I kill time, and I'm just saying, I'm going to say this from a Christian perspective, that especially if it's something that the Lord has told me to do, if I don't do it, guess what? He'll find somebody else, and I'll look around and someone else is doing the very thing I know I should have been doing, and then I kind of feel some kind of way.
Yeah.
So,
I think with me, what I'll do is when I know I need to be doing something big, I'll say, okay, well, I need to plan it out.
Mm-hmm.
Or I need to have these steps. I need to get this done, this done, and this done. I'm going to write it down, and this is how it's going to be done. And I take so long planning it out that, like you said, it's already being done.
Right.
It's
right.
already being done.
I don't think there's anything wrong with planning it out, but I think that when we are too afraid to move, and so we go into this over-analyzing,
planning it out kind of becomes a like procrastination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That's good that you said that, because a lot of people would never look at planning out, over planning,
mm-hmm.
as procrastination. But you're absolutely right. Sometimes we feel content just in the preparation.
Yeah.
But when it's time to actually do it, we're like, oh, need a little bit more time just to plan that.
I like to say I need to get all my ducks in a row.
If you wait to get your ducks in a row, all of them, you will never do anything. I'm learning just even in my job, which I'm actually a senior pastor at church, that I hear a lot of times when people say, you know, well, I'm not, you know, it's I'm going to wait until like I'm in a better place. I'm going to wait until like I get my life straight. And I applaud that, you know,
right.
that you don't want to mess anyone up because, you know, your life is not together. But if you're waiting on a moment to move forward for when you're perfect, you can cancel Christmas on that. This past year has been a major year of transformation for me, changing the way that I see myself. I have pretty good self-image, but there are some things that I was struggling with. But the reason why I was struggling was not because of how I believe, but because I would take others' opinions as the gospel, you know, about whatever, if it was something I was going to do. And one thing I've learned, that someone that's never, ever expanded their wings to fly cannot tell you what it's like to be in the air. They can never tell you. And so what I would do is I would listen to the opinions of people who've never, ever taken flight. So I'm telling you about soaring, but you've never, ever jumped off of a cliff. You've never, ever been in a plane. And I'm talking about not a literal plane, but, you know, you've never gone up higher than where you are right now. And so how can you advise me on what it's like to be there, or whether or not I can do it or not, you know? So what I'm learning how to do is to trust the God in me.
Yeah,
to trust the God in me and say, you know what, this idea, this thought, this view, this thing that's gnawing away at me, it's not something that I came up with on my own, but it is something that I know was planted on the inside of me. And so I'm going to run this thing to the end until I see it. And one of those things, this with us, with me this year, is that I thought I was doing like a small renovation at the church, which actually turned into like almost a whole new rebuild. And I was like so excited when we first started, right? We're talking about change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you want change, that's another thing I want to talk about real quick. When we say we want change, change does not look like the place where I was before change happened.
Right.
And so what I want a little bit of change. It's like taking a new dress and putting a little bit of a hem in it, or you know, something like that. No, when you really ask for true change, everything around you looks different. I was going after renovation, but the contractor was going after change. I told him I wanted this change, and whoa, you know, it was like big time. So as when I remember the first time that I went over to the church. Now, you're thinking renovation, so we're talking about a window here, some carpet, maybe flooring done different, maybe a room added to it. Yeah, knock down one wall or two, right? Not the whole thing. Like the roof is completely gone, right? The sides, really, it is just like the walls, just the I don't even know what they're called because I'm not, but the, just really just the wood, just the frame, the anchor. Frame, just the frame, the frame. Yeah, the frame is there. So when we say renovation of our lives, we ask God to renovate us, to bring the necessary change. We're thinking, give me a new hairdo, lose 10 pounds.
Right.
But change really is when things do not look like how, now there's small changes, but I'm talking about that one that propels you into your tomorrow. When I went by that church and I saw everything gone, the brick gone, the roof gone, the doors gone, the windows, just everything just gone. Four walls just still standing. Gone. It took my breath away. I had a, oh my God, moment. Like, what in the world? Why do you take a perfectly good building and strip it all the way down to nothing? Because change requires change.
Right.
Shintra?
And I also think that when you're having to change, you have to let go of expectations. Like, that's something that I'm learning right now. When you, there's something that you expect, or you expect to be a certain way, and then you finally have to just let go of what it is you expect for the changes to take place.
Explain that just a little bit clearer for me.
Okay, for instance, I expected my life to be a certain way.
Okay.
I expected to have the perfect husband, the perfect house, the perfect car, take walks with the dogs and as a family and things like that.
Right.
And then when I got married, those expectations, that didn't happen. It
now,
wasn't like I saw on TV.
Oh, yeah. No,
you
it's
know.
Not going to be like, but you can do those things.
Right, yeah.
But it doesn't just happen.
Right.
Yeah. But see, if that's your goal, right, you still have this picture in your mind.
Right.
What you have to do is you have to change the things that surround you, that prevent you from having those things. Just because you don't have them now doesn't mean that you cannot have them. That's what I'm talking about change. That means like I have to change the way I see it. The beginning stages, let's go back to that building.
Mm-hmm.
It's stripped down to nothing. You got me?
Right.
But that's not where I'm going to stay.
Right.
That's not the place where we're going to reside. That's not it. That's not the finished product. That's not even like, and really when they finish this, that's just phase one of a three-part, you know, project. So you look at your marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying not expecting, you know, looking for things to change. Okay, this is one of those things. It doesn't look like what you want it to look like
right.
in the long run.
Right.
But the beginning stages of anything doesn't look like the finished stages, right? So what you do is you keep in mind where it is that you want to go.
Right.
And then you began to work on the things to make it that thing. It doesn't mean you have the wrong husband or the wrong wife or the wrong house or the wrong life. What it means is it's the thing that you want, you've got to work to get it. You got it? So you want to walk with the dogs? That means that you can't not, you're in love with your husband. That means that one thing is when you're at certain stages too. Things that we see, people are in different stages of life. Like where you are and where I am, two totally different places, right? My kids are all adults minus one. We have five children, so my house flows a lot differently than yours with two little boys and a brand new baby.
Yes.
Right? So you want to go walk for it with the dog? No, that's what I would want to go do. If I was you, I want to go take a nap.
I can't take a nap.
Right. And it's not that there's something wrong with that, but that's the stage that you're in. So it's constantly changing. Even before you entered into that one, that place, you were in another place where you weren't chasing kids, you know? And so your life was your own. There was a time before you were married. Your life was your own. But then change comes. So to have the picture with the husband, walking with the kids and the dog and all that stuff, you're on the path. This is just the way that it looks. But if that picture or image of life that you have, if it doesn't remain in front of you, this is all you'll have. So you have to be willing to change with the seasons. You have to be willing to make the necessary change to get to where it is that you, what you want your, I'll put it like this, what you want your finished product to look like. We have just a couple more minutes, and before we even go into this, do you have any questions you want to just ask me right away before we go to break?
What do you do when you know it's time to change?
Oh, wow. That's good. I'm glad you said that. I started seeking Lord, to figure out what that's going on inside of me. I started asking myself the hard questions. Are you ready for change because you're copping out?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for change because you are frustrated? Are you ready for change because it's really time for change? Last year, I began to seek that question out, you know, to answer what I'm trying to say. I started seeking that answer. What's really going on with you? And a lot of it started coming to the surface, things that I desire to do, things that are on my quote-unquote bucket list, right? I started looking at those things and saying, how can I fulfill those things? And then I sought the Lord and I said, okay, I don't know what to do next, so tell me what to do. And he didn't tell me one easy thing to do. He told me to go and get rid of something that I was quite fond of to make room for the thing that he's about to do in my life. And so I seek wisdom, you know, wise counsel from people that know a lot more than I do. And then I just make sure that what I'm feeling is not, I'm a girl, make sure it's not my hormones, make sure that I'm not, you know, frustrated, that I really recognize that my life is tabling off at one level and it's time for me to push, or what we call, you know, mash the gas and go a little bit higher and a little bit further. Certain things in me that I just don't want to dive into. I want to experience life at the fullest, and I want to impact other lives. I can't impact other people if I'm in the same place where they are. So I just kind of push. I'm going to seek out those, you know, just that start seeking out, you know, why I'm bored, why I'm ready to move, why I feel unfulfilled, you know, is it because I'm slacking on what I need handle right now. One thing that I noticed, and we're going to go to break right after this, one thing I noticed is people always want change when they cannot change their lives. So, and I know it sounds like almost an oxymoron, but what I'm trying to say is like when you're stuck in a rut, then that it's just because that's not working for me. When in actuality, you're working where you've been placed. You're not working it to the fulfillment of whatever the finished task of is meant to be. So what you do is you throw your hands up in the air and say, you know what, it's just not working for me. So we just kind of let it go and move on. Changing your major in college. You know, you just, not because you feel like something else is calling you, but because you know you're flunking out. Don't the books. Go back. Take us over. Pass.
Right.
Don't wait for a shortcut. Hey, you listen to Gina Johnson, and this is Fresh. We'll be right back in a moment.
Never Had It So Good 101.1 is proud to have talk radio on their platform. Like Pastor Regina Johnson, Refresh Radio, James Deshay, Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, Daquan King, Revive Radio, Warren Sally with Man Cave Radio, Sky Wonders with Unmuted, Your Voice Matters, Wake Up Call Radio with Pastors Warren and Annie Sally, Peace Within Radio with Henry Washington, The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, Dig Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson, Crazy Sports Mom with Doretha Anderson, Been There, Done That with Cindy Smith, Pave Your Way to Success with Rudy and Michelle Govan, Spiritually Reincarnated with Gilbert Sines, In Times Like These with Benita Coney, Sports Talk Atlanta with Matt D. and Travis McGee, Sports Talk Carolina with Andre White and Nick Emerson, Sports Talk Money Podcast with Elliot Johnson, Power 803 with Reverend John Robinson, Totally Healed Radio with Angel Anderson, Bless This House Gospel House with Bishop Timothy Henderson, and It's a Way Out and a Way to Stay Out with Marlon Reed. I'm talking about absolutely the best talk show host in the country right here. A Never Had It So Good 101.1, the world's radio station. Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107. Every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1. It's the sweetest name. Yeah. It is the sweetest name. Sweetest name I know.
Get up, get up. Get up, get up. We'll be right back.
like to welcome you back to Refresh. This is Gina Johnson, your host. We are here today at Panera Bread on 242 in the Woodlands, Texas. And we are discussing on our show moving forward. We have a guest here with me today, Chantrell Williams. Hey, look, before going further, Washington. I heard it when it came out. She was like, this is when it needs to be televised. And she goes, and the words you call me by name, I'm so sorry. But I've known you always. I knew you before you knew yourself. I used to hear people say that, and it's actually true now. Hey, look, I want you guys to look to me on Instagram, on Twitter, and also Facebook. On Twitter, it's Journey Strong. And so you can catch me there. But, you know, what's going on with me throughout the week, as well as other things that's happening with HISG, and my girl Princess Cooper, and all the other hosts with Blog Talk Radio. Hey, look, guys, so we're discussing moving forward. And before the break, we were talking about recognizing it's time for change, part of moving forward. But also, the other thing is moving forward that I'd like to really kind of come back in for a week and discuss is the process of letting go. If you move forward, you have to have a mind made first to let go. You cannot move forward and hold on to the past and move forward and go forward. And that's what many of us do. I think sabotages our efforts in moving forward. Chantrell, you have anything you want to share?
Because if you don't let go of those things, then you end up trying to bring them with you or trying to do things the way you did, and then technically you're not moving forward. You're just kind of staying in that place.
Example. I can think of something like my own in my marriage. Because we were discussing marriages
yes.
before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
With my husband, I nagged a lot. I tried to get him to do things the way that I want him to do it, or the way that I feel like he should do it. For instance, if he washes the dishes, I'm like, okay, no, you're supposed to load the dishwasher like this, whatever, whatever. Well,
right.
Then he ends up getting upset. They blown out of proportion
over dishes
instead
right.
of me just letting him do it the way that he does it.
Right.
So what I've learned to do. Instead of doing it that way, I had to let go of the way I feel like he should do things.
Right.
And just let him do it the way he wants to do it. No longer nagging him or talking at him or frustrated by the way that he does this. And then it makes life a little easier.
We should let go. Like, even when we were discussing earlier, time for promotion, you have to let go of the comfortability of where you were in order to advance and go to the next level. And we will not let go. And we remain in those old places. It's hard, one, for you not even recognize you're there when you overstay your time. Secondly, if you don't stretch yourself, you will never ever see where it is you're trying to go. So you have to let go. Like, letting go is not even just a physical thing. It's like a mental change. It's a heart change. I know that last statement probably, but this is where I'm going. It's a hard thing. To grab hold of, because when you're letting go, you're not just letting go physically, you're letting go emotionally. Even sometimes, when in order for you to advance, you have to let people go.
Yeah.
And many of us don't go through the pain that you. No friend or, you know, relative or just a worker that you're comfortable with. These people for X number of years or this person or whatever. And so it's time to let go. Where people make mistakes is that a grieving period whenever that happens. And so what we do, we will go back because we can't bear grieving. I'd much rather have the old thing than to suffer. I'm actually, one of my relatives is in the middle of a separation in relationship, and they are so sad. And all I can keep, I keep asking them is like, okay, but were you happy? You know, did you, how was that? You know, and the answers that you give me, or you give, you know, others that you're sharing with, if it's not saying that you were happy or you were in a place that was good, then what you're saying is it's time for change. And so we end up in these places of soul ties to where we are so afraid of change that I'll stay in a bad place instead of advancing and moving forward. You have anything you want to share with that?
I think that a lot of people just try to hold, they try to hold on to those old relationships and those old places because it's what makes you comfortable. It's what you're used to. And going into something new or letting go of something, even though it's hurting you or even though it's bad for you, it's just, you just don't want to let it go because you're familiar with it.
Right. I'm talking about, like, you know, when you know it's that time. Sometimes we shift out of places, you know, even relationships, and it, we really are just throwing a big grown-up fit. Really, truly. I know people walked off jobs that should have never walked away. You know what I'm saying? Walked out of marriages that never, ever should have let go, but was throwing a big old king-size 30, 40, 50-year-old temper tantrum and just throw, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about real change. Like, it, leaving, separating, elevating, it is not a comfortable thing. I was sharing this morning that, you know, when you advance, you show up on, like, another level. And then there are people on, in church we say another level, new devils, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in your job, like, you advance, I mean, you have other issues. And so what we'll quickly think is, oh, man, I made a mistake. I should not have done that. I should not have gone because there's opposition. Opposition does not mean that I was not meant to change.
Yeah, I actually had that happen to me last week at work. I have been I'm supposed to be like an AM manager at my job, but I started out as the pre-K teacher. So I've been trying to shift into doing the manager position. And so last week, I shifted into doing that. I started doing all of the things that the manager does. Well, there's another girl there who is used to doing some of the things, but I'm supposed to take over the things that she was doing. And so she gets angry, she gets upset whenever I do something that she feels like that she was supposed to be doing. So then I start thinking, well, maybe I should just, you know, sit back or let her do whatever to avoid any confrontation when I know that I'm supposed to be elevated to that level. So that happened to me last week.
What happens a lot of times is that you'll have people that will, what they'll do is, they'll shrink back. Like when you saw that with that young lady, normally your individuals, they will shrink back. They'll shrink back and they'll say, you know what, well, I'm not going to do it. They'll shrink back and they'll say, you know what, I'll just go back to what I'm doing. No, change a lot of times is uncomfortable and shrinking back is not a option. So when it's time to change, I have to learn how to let go of the past and embrace it's time for change. It's very uncomfortable. Right now in our church, God is doing a new work. So in order for him to do this new work, he's literally reestablishing a whole new ministry. Well, for me, that's very uncomfortable because I'm used to looking out there and seeing a bunch of people. But because of the direction, we're not changing denominationally or anything like that, but the work is going, it's going more out than just in the house. And so I had to give people the option in order to move forward. I had to give them the option of whether or not you want to go down this direction. A lot of times, you know, we assume that people want to do what you're doing in that moment. And they may not. So as a leader, I have to give them the option of whether or not they want to go. And because I'm the planter of the ministry, when God speaks, I have a lot of say. But I have people that advise me, and I listen to them to guide me. But when it comes down to the Lord, I'm not stuck in any box. So I try. It makes it even scarier for me because I have to use that God wisdom to make sure that I'm hearing from him. Well, I didn't know who was going to shift with me. But because I knew it was time for a change, I just had to jump out there. When change comes, you have to say, you know what, I'm going even if I have to go all by myself. That's when you know it's really time for change, is that when your mind is made up. I think before the break, you had a question you wanted to ask me. You said, what was that? What was that question? I'll let you present it.
I said, how do you continue to move forward when the people around you don't want to? When
right.
they're stuck, when they're just, they want to stay where they are. They don't want to move.
Right.
How do you continue to push past them and keep going?
I think that when it is your own thing, you know, if it's a vision that's been placed on you, everybody doesn't have to get it. Now, it's a little different when you're doing what I do. Like, if you're the CEO of a company, it's important that your people, your staff, that they grab hold of the vision and go in the direction which the company is going. But, like, if it's an individual goal, they don't have to get on board for the things that I know that I desire to do beyond that house, beyond that that place. But I have to be accountable for the things. I have to be accountable for my own success. I have to grab hold of what I believe that is needed to happen for me to move forward. So a lot of times we blame people because they won't get on board. But really, it's a cop-out because I'm waiting on you to co-sign on my destiny. I'm waiting on you to co-sign on my vision, waiting on you to co-sign on my dream. You can't even co-sign on my dream because it's my dream. It's mine. So what I do is I get frustrated. And many times we hear that, like in homes, like a perfect example, you know, if your mate is not with you for years, my husband and I, we support each other in our separate vision. We have a home, a vision for our home and our family. But as far as our careers, man, they were so far off the grid from each other. I mean, truly, like, truly off the grid, going in two totally different directions. But I love watching him advance. He loves watching me jump off a cliff, you know, going after it. And when you're like that, he wouldn't do anything to stumble me up. I wasn't doing anything to stumble him up. Any way that he could help me, he helped me. And any way I could help him, I would help him. But I didn't wait on his yes for me being me. He married me being me. And then what happened is he just got a better form of me. Now I'm his wife. But I'm still, the part that made him fall in love with me was I was so independent. You know, and I was a dreamer and a visionary. And, you know, I was after the hard things. So I think it's important that we hold on to who we are and run after it. And what I've learned is, if they are part of that vision, on either side, his or I'm a part of his, I learned really quick that I was a part of his. Mine was to make it easy for him to be successful in what he was called to do. His was to part the waters for me so that I could do what I was called to do. And at the end of the day, we are each other's, you know, cheerleaders, if you want to say that, you know. We're each other's, biggest fans. And not only fans, but support systems, you know. And then love doesn't hurt it, you know, when you're in those relationships. So, yeah. So I don't think we should get stumbled up because someone else can't get where I am trying to go. Because at the end of the day, who are you going to blame when you don't get there? Them? Is it going to be their fault? Or will it be yours? Okay, look, guys, we're going to take another break, but we will be back. You've been listening to Refresh. Moving forward is our topic for today. Be back in a moment.
Hanging on for love, something. Show me in the water.
Concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up, because the outcome is gonna be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
I'd like to welcome you back to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host. Today we are discussing moving forward. We were discussing earlier about recognizing when it is time to move forward. Before the break, we were discussing letting go and embracing the change. Now I just kind of like would like to jump in, but before I kind of go forward, was there something else that you were asking me before break? Nope. Okay, so let's jump right into breaking old patterns. Breaking old patterns. Perfect example of breaking old patterns. I was eating that chocolate chip cookie trying to make everybody eat it. They're like going, you trying to make me fat? Yes, I am. It's my mission. While I am eating cookies, I want everybody to eat cookies. But no, seriously, breaking old patterns. We get comfortable. We teach about soul ties. In our church, but in life, we create these soul ties, and we have these patterns of life that's set in place. We have soul ties with people and places, things, and so it's like a place of where I'm comfortable, but it might not be good. We were discussing that before the break about a friend of mine, or actually one of my relatives, that was in like a place that was not healthy, loved being in the place, but it just was not producing, and so we have to break patterns, bad patterns. Sometimes it may not even be a bad pattern. It can be like an okay or a good pattern, but it is not conducive to producing my tomorrow. When I look back over my life, I can see some of those patterns of where I didn't break them early enough, so then I had to deal with them later on in life. And one of the patterns that I had was I would ask or rely upon other people's opinions. I would rely upon other people's opinions to determine my worth. If you don't know your worth, you will never, ever see what it is that you are meant to see. You will never be a part of or participate in whatever it is that you desire to participate. Change requires us breaking patterns to where we are codependent upon people in order to make our own advances. We have to be in a place where we can move, shift all by ourselves. When we cannot do that, and I'm not saying that you don't need people, but if I need you, I need your validation. I need you to be there to hold my hand to get it done. If I need you to that place, something is wrong, because what do I do when you decide you don't want to do it anymore?
You're stuck when that person that you depend on decides that they don't want to help you or that they don't want to be around, and then it's like you're in a place where you don't know what to do. Versus if you were to go ahead and get things done on your own, then you wouldn't have to depend on anyone ever. And I think that can also, for me, I had always considered myself an independent person. I wanted to get stuff done on the way I want to do it. I didn't want to have to depend on anybody. And then slowly, after I got married, I turned into a person that depended on my husband for every single thing.
Now, we're not talking about, like, in those relationships where we rely upon each other. I'm saying that when I'm in a place to where, like, I cannot move if you don't move. Like, if you walk away from the vision, if you walk away from the dream, if you walk away from the plan that was mine,
right,
I can't do it anymore. Or if you don't go with me, maybe you can't go with me because it's not yours, you know? And so what we do is we try to make our thing everybody else's thing. But not you. We all have our own thing. So we need to move forward in that.
Yeah, that's... I agree with that. And I've had several people that I've depended on.
You've depended on?
That I have depended on, yeah. Especially
in order for your own vision?
With my vision, yes. For instance, I had a lady that I depended on that was mentoring me.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I wasn't talking to her or if I wasn't connecting with her about something and I wasn't doing anything to reach my goal. And so what I had to learn was that even if she's not going to do it, she already has her stuff. She has her vision. She has her dream. She's just mentoring me to help me get to my dream. So whenever I wouldn't talk to her or when she wouldn't call me or she wouldn't text me or I wouldn't be able to get in touch with her, then I would just kind of let it fall.
So you wouldn't even take the necessary
steps. Right. I wasn't taking the necessary steps unless she was doing it with me.
That's definitely an old pattern that has to be broken.
Right. Well, what I realized, I was going through my emails one day, and I came across something that reminded me of my dream and my vision. And so that's when I realized, well, you're not doing anything with your dream and your vision because she was doing it with you. But now that she's no longer there, you've kind of just stopped doing it. So I'm trying to break that pattern now and trying to get things back going, because I realized that is exactly what I was doing. I was waiting on her to help me fulfill my dream.
What about patterns of self-sabotage? Have you ever done that?
Self-sabotage. That's a good one. Yes, I have. I have kind of just been lazy about things, not getting stuff done that I know that I'm supposed to get done.
I'm talking about even the deeper things, like when I'm so afraid and I make up all the excuses, the reason why I cannot, or I'll do things intentionally to stop it. That's one of the patterns that we have to do. We have to quit is I'm so afraid that I will do things that I know is not correct. Or I know will just, you know, kill it. I have a photo shoot that's coming up next month, and I am sitting there eating cookies. Quick reminder. Probably don't need to be eating those cookies because I have a photo shoot next month. So what happens is, and I know it's kind of lightweight, you know, because I know how to pull it together, you know. But when you know you have something big that's relying on the way you look, I don't think you should go on break. If you know that you have like this, it's like an athlete that has this great, this huge competition that's coming up. And then what we'll do is we'll stop training the week of. The week before, you know, 2 weeks, a month out, we're doing less to prepare for it than we were at the very beginning. I'm talking about breaking those habits, those patterns. Someone would say, well, you know, we don't build patterns. That's just something in us, our work ethic. But when I'm afraid, I build up these old type behavioral patterns that really block me. And a lot of times we don't even see that it's even happening. We don't even recognize that I have these patterns in place that block me and stop me. I'm going to bring someone else in on this. Is our she's producing the show today, and we were talking about having old patterns that are in place that block us, bad patterns that block us from being able to move forward. I'm just going to, you and I have talked about this before, about getting so close to your dream and then reverting back to old places. Tasha?
I think you have those old mindsets or what have worked before, and that may not work in the new season or the new place that you're trying to go. For example, what worked in my military career might not necessarily work in the civilian world as my teaching career. The way I would deal with people that were higher than me, I can't deal with people like that in teaching. Like, it's different. It's more, yes, they're in charge of me, but the language and how I talk to them and the things I need from them are totally...
Yeah, you probably can't talk to them like how you did in the military.
So it's a lot different. And even how I, with my peers, like the ones that are on my team, how I interact with them is totally different from the way I was able to interact with my peers that were in my office or next to me. So I had to learn, like, the mind shift, the mind change of how to operate in that area or that arena that I'm in.
What about, like, you know, the patterns that, like, you're in college. I'm in college, right?
Right.
So, like, what about those patterns, like, of starting, stopping? And you're really doing a great job, you know, that. But, like, what about those things? We're talking about patterns like that. Things that actually stop and slow down the momentum of where I'm trying to go. I get halfway through a class and then you quit it. All right, I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying in general. I'm like one of those 7-year bachelor getters, you know. Like, it took me that long to actually, you know, and I just said, okay, maybe we need to make up our mind, either do it or don't. And then I was kind of getting embarrassed that, you know, people that I knew that were much younger, they were just passing me by. And, I mean, now I can see that if I had just stuck to it, I would be so much further. You know, now I'm beyond that point, but I'm still working on, like, you know, my doctorate. I should have had it a year ago at least. So bad habits, patterns that sabotage. Also, how I conduct myself, like you were saying, with people. Some of us have some bad patterns that are in place of sabotaging relationships. Relationships that are key to help us to be able to go forward in our lives. We must break every bad pattern that is in place. Every bad pattern. Along with those bad patterns, we have to change the way we see, we think, and we operate. Many times we're waiting on things and circumstances around us to change, but it's not those things that need to change. Sometimes we just look at us and say, I'm the one that's changed. I'm the one that needs to change. I was having a conversation with someone, and clearly I could see if they could see that if they would change, their circumstance would be better, but they could not see it. And what they don't understand is in every situation that's like this situation, they had the same mindset, they conducted themselves the same way, and every time the results was the same. They have a pattern of killing off things that really could be a blessing to their lives, but because they won't change their attitude, their mindset, their behavior, it always ends up in the same place. I can't even see those things in myself. I'm not judging or throwing any rocks. I can see those places, but we have to become proactive in our own success. If you really want to move forward, you have to make some very big decisions. First, you have to recognize that it's time for change. Secondly, you have to let go. You have to let go of the old and embrace change. Thirdly, you have to break old patterns and old mindsets. This is a new season. Don't wait until December 31st, going into January 1. Make the necessary changes so that your 2018 can be the best year of your life. I made a decision last year that when I turned 55, it was going to be